Thank you. You can be seated at this time.
谢谢大家可以请坐。
While Pastor Kenny is away on sabbatical,
当Kenny 牧师在他安息期间
，Can I ask you not to distract them?
我可以请大家不要去打扰他们。
Don't call them. Don't text them.
不要给他们打电话，不要给他们发信息。
If you really had urgent problem.
如果你真的有急切的问题的话
The first person you go to
你第一个人要找的是
It's not me
不是找不是
But to the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen 但去找最主要的牧者就是主耶稣基督
We got to learn to seek God in a fresh way
我们要学会怎样重新的去寻找神的面
Because sometimes we look for man for the answer
我们有时候去寻找人得到答案
Man should be the last resort. God should be the first resort.
人是最后的资源，上帝是第一个的资源要寻找的。
God is a good God.
神是好的，良善的神。
And I know Pastor Kenny and Thank You they work so hard.
我知道牧师 Kenny 跟 Thank You 他们努力的非常努力的工作。
I've been in the ministry for 30 over years.
我在侍奉当中也超过三十多年时间。
Am I telling you it's not easy?
我可以告诉大家是不容易的。
All right, so I want you to continue to pray for him every day.
我要继续鼓励大家每天继续为他们祷告。
Now I've been praying for Pastor Kenny and family every day. When I open up and do my quiet time, he's in the prayer list straight away.
当我早上打开圣经做我的灵修的时候，Kenny 牧师总是每天在我的祷告的名单当中。
Sometimes we are more critical and spend more time being critical than praying.
有些时候我们很容易的去指责花更多的时间去指责代替我们的祷告
And when your prayer increase your criticism will go down
当你祷告升高的时候你指责就降低了
When your prayer decrease your criticism will go up
当你祷告降低的时候你在那边指责就升高了
Amen Praise God
赞美主
I want to continue this part two of kingdom relationship
我要继续这个王国关系的第二部分。
As you know, Jesus came preaching about the kingdom.
你知道耶稣来的时候，他是宣扬神的国度。
For some of you, you're not here last week. I want to quickly just go through the first part.
有些上个星期没在这里，我快快的把上个星期的讲道总结一下。
For 126 times, Jesus mentioned the kingdom of God in the gospel.
就126次耶稣在他的讲话当中提到神的国度。
And in the New Testament, again, another 34 times he talked about the kingdom of God.
在新约里面，另外的34次也提到神的国度。
The kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven is used interchangeably.
在圣经里面，神的国度跟天国是互相连用的。
When Jesus rose from the dead, the last 40 days, he spoke nothing but the kingdom of God.
当耶稣从死里复活的40天里面，他没有讲其他的事情，只是讲神的国。
And he says that I must preach the kingdom of God to the other city. For this purpose, I was sent.
耶稣说，我必须向其他的城市来宣扬神的国度，因为这个原因，我被差遣到世上。
You know, the last two verses in the book of Acts.
你知道在使徒行传的最后两节里面是这样讲的。
Paul was in prison for 2 years.
保罗在监狱里面有两年的时间。
He was in house imprisonment and the Bible tells us that he taught and proclaimed the kingdom of God.
他在那边说在监狱里面他圣经里面告诉在两年的时间他在那边讲在那边宣扬神的国度
And he ends there in the book of Acts
他在使徒行传的最后那个章节就停止在说
There's no clear conclusion or greetings at the end of the book of Acts
在使徒行传里面没有很清楚的表明使徒行传在那里结束
It is because we are to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God
因为我们必须继续的去宣扬神的国度
In fact, the sign of Jesus coming back is that this gospel, good news of the kingdom of God must be preached to all nations, then the end will come.
实际上当说耶稣再回来的时候他是说这神的国度福音要传遍神世界然后耶稣才会回来
And we are to enter the kingdom of God.
我们要进入神的国度。
By being born again.
因为通过重生进入神的国度。
And that's the only way you can enter the kingdom of God.
那是唯一的方式可以进入神的国。
Well, most of us migrated to Australia. You can't migrate to the kingdom of God.
很多人移民到澳大利亚，但是你不会移民到神的国度。
You have to born into the kingdom of God.
你必须要生在神的国度当中。
And into royalty in the family of God.
要进入神的军装的神的皇家的家庭当中。
Whereby we cry out, Abba, God, our Father.
我们在那边呼喊说，阿爸，天父，我们的上帝。
And until we believe and have by faith reach out to Him and receive salvation, we can't enter the kingdom of God.
一直到我们相信，我们用信心来接受耶稣，我们才能够进入神的国度。
So in the kingdom of God, there's a kingdom relationship with God our Father.
所以在神的国度当中，我们有不。王国的关系跟神的这个王国的关系。
And Jesus taught us how to pray the Lord's Prayer, we call it.
所以耶稣教导我们怎样祷告，就我们通常说的主祷文。
You know, millions around the world say this prayer over and over again.
几千万的人一直在每天在重复这个祷告。
I'm going to read in English, and then later on, we'll put it into the Mandarin version.
牧师先读英文，然后我读
英文。It says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also forgiven our debtors. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
他在这里说，因此你们要这样祷告。我们在天上的父，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国度来临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的食粮，愿你今天赐给我们，愿你饶恕我们的亏欠，如同我们也饶恕了亏欠我们的人。不要让我们陷入试探，救我们脱离那恶者，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到远远远远。阿门。
阿门。
阿门。
I want to unpack this Lord's Prayer and highlight some kingdom truth in this passage.
我要解释这些主祷文一些重点，我要提出来。
First of all, God our Father in heaven, He is our good Father.
首先我们在天上的父，他是我们良善的好的父亲。
So it's a relationship when we approach him in prayer, we are approaching our Father.
所以那是一种王国的关系，当我们接近上帝的时候，我们是接近我们的天父，我们的父亲。
Thank God we are not approaching the government or ATO.
感谢主，感谢主，因为我们不是去接近那个政府或者接近那个扣税的那些税务局。
We're not approaching our boss, or you know.
我们不是因为去接近我们的老板。
We are approaching a father that loves us so much.
因为我们去接近我们的父，他爱我们。
And it's not someone else's father; it is our father.
因为这不是谁的父亲，而是我们的父亲。
And our Father, His kingdom will shall be done.
我们的父亲，他的国度，他的旨意一定会实现。
You know, His thoughts for us, His plan for us is to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future.
因为他为我们准备我们一切，他要给我们有光明的前程，有盼望，并不是要伤害我们。
And His will be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven.
Amen. 他的旨意要行在我们的生命当中，就如同行在天上。
So we are not afraid because we know all things is going to work out according to His will.
所以我们不再担心，不再害怕，因为我们知道所有的一切都能够活出神他旨意所安排的。
And the second truth that I unpacked last week.
所以第二点我上个星期分享的。
is to give us today our daily bread.
就求主赐给我们日用的饮食。
Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣是生命的食粮。
And later on, when we partake communion, it's a picture of Jesus, the bread of life, being broken for us at the cross.
等下我们要守圣餐的时候，那这个图像，耶稣是生命的食粮，为我们所破碎在十字架上。
It's a picture of provision in the wilderness, how bread from heaven came down, manna to supply to the children of Israel.
这是一个图像，在旷野当中，上帝怎样从天上降下玛拉，给以色列人准备他们的食粮。
And healing is the children's bread.
他这里一直是上帝，这里是上帝给他孩子们的食粮。
So whatever need we have this morning.
所以我们所需要的一切，今天早上你所需要的一切
，Our God will supply all our needs.
我们的天父会供给我们所需要的所有的一切
，According to the riches of His glory in His kingdom.
因为在他的荣耀的国度里的丰盛供给我们。
In fact, everything you need, the kingdom of God will provide and can provide.
实际上我们所需要的所有的一切神的国都会准备并且已经准备好了
That's why when we seek first the kingdom of God all these other things will be added to you
所以我们要先求神的国和他的义你所需要的一切他就加给你们
He's not the God of enough He's also the God of more than enough
他是个神并不是只是给你足够他是远远超过你所要求的
And thirdly, we talk about the bread of forgiveness.
第三点我们谈过关于饶恕宽恕的食粮。
It says, give us today our daily bread and forgive our debts as we forgive those forgiven our debtors.
他这里说我们日用的食粮愿你今天赐给我们也愿你饶恕我们的亏欠如同我们也饶恕了亏欠我们的人。
And as Jesus, the bread of life that was broken for us,
就像耶稣他生命的食粮为我们所破碎
He took our punishment and our curses and our judgment of sin on himself
他把我们所应该受的审判应该受的惩罚所有的一切的罪恶把他自己承担了
And he offered us the bread of forgiveness
他就赐给我们这个赦免的食粮
And we ought to also offer the same bread of forgiveness to others.
Amen. 我们也要同样的把这个赦免的食粮也同样的提供给其他的人。
So in verse 12, it says, "Forgive our debts, as we also forgive our debtors."
所以在十二节里面说，愿你饶恕我们的亏欠，如同我们也饶恕了。
At the end of the Lord's Prayer in verse 14, it repeats the emphasis by saying, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. But it went on to say in verse 14, if you forgive men their trespasses or their sin, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But the reverse is that if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
所以在第十四节他再重新的强调说要知道你们如果饶恕别人的过患你们的天父也饶恕你们如果你们不饶恕别人你们的父也不会饶恕你们的过患
So for scripture to emphasize it twice
所以在圣经里面强调了两次
It means it's very important
这意味着是非常的重要
Freely we receive, freely we give, amen
我们免费的得到，我们要无偿的给其他人。
And that's the principle. As God forgives us, we forgive others.
这是个原则。当上帝赦免我们的时候，我们也赦免其他的人。
See, in this sin-cursed world, you will be disappointed.
你知道，在这个被罪咒诅的世界，你会感到很失望。
In this sin-cursed world, you'll be let down. You'll be hurt.
在这个罪恶咒诅的世界，你会被别人绊倒，你会感到非常的失望，会受到伤害的。
And our response is to release the bread of forgiveness.
是我们的回应是我们释放这个赦免的食粮。
Just as Jesus told Peter, not three times, not seven times, but 70 times seven.
就像耶稣告诉彼得说，不是七次，不是三次，不是七次，而是七十个。
A picture of perfectness, completeness, complete forgiveness.
这是个图像，关于完美的、完整的、完完全的赦免的图像。
So let us offer the bread of forgiveness to one another.
所以让我们彼此的分享赦免之饼，彼此的分享。
Unforgiveness will open a foothold for the evil one to have authority over your life.
不肯原谅其他的人，不肯赦免的话，就给魔鬼你的一个地步，在你的生命当中工作。
Let's not leave any open door for the evil one to take advantage of us.
不要给魔鬼留开一个小缝，一个门，让魔鬼来，拿我们的利益走。
I remember in the Philippines, we're having a camp, a family camp in the Philippines.
我记得在菲律宾，我们一个家庭营。
And we have one girl that was demonic. You know, she was screaming, she was foaming, her eyes roll, and it takes about 5-6 person to hold her down.
这个小女孩她被魔鬼附身了，她那边眼睛在转，神圣在乱跳，乱撞，要5-6个人才能够把她压住。
And she was manifesting the demonic possession.
她就彰显那些魔鬼附身的那些张狂彰显出来。
She's always been depressed.
她一直受到压抑。
And as we began to pray for her all through the night,
当我们一整夜的为她祷告,
the final breakthrough came.
那最后的突破点是,
when she made known that she couldn't forgive her parents.
她确实地体验到她没办法赦免她的父母。
And that's created an open door for the evil one to have a hold of her life.
这就为魔鬼打开了一个门，让魔鬼抓住她。
And the moment we let her in repentance to release forgiveness,
那我们那一段时间，就在那个时候，我们让她悔改，释放赦免她的父母。
Instantly she was delivered.
一瞬间，她就被魔鬼就被赶出，她就被拯救了。
And I've seen many sicknesses were healed because when people start to release forgiveness,
我又看到很多人病痛得到。 医治是因为那一段时间，一瞬间，他释放那些得罪他的人。
Because unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, and hatred will always draw and invite sicknesses upon ourselves.
因为我们的不肯赦免，总是带来那些病痛在我们的生命当中。
So let's release the bread of forgiveness.
所以，让我们释放这个。 赦免的适量。
Very quickly, the remaining few minutes, we're going to preach the session two.
非常剩下几分钟时间，我讲第二段。
Lead us not into temptation.
让我们不要陷入诱惑。
No, this is a prayer of humble dependence on God.
这是个谦卑的祷告，说完成的依靠神。
Look, God don't tempt us. The Bible says, let no one say when he's tempted that I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
在圣经里面说，人受诱惑的时候，不可说我被神诱惑，因为神是不能被邪恶诱惑的，神也不诱惑任何人。
And we know the tempter is the evil one, Satan himself.
我们知道那个试探者，那个诱惑者是撒旦他自己，是邪恶的。
From the beginning, he tempted Adam and Eve in the garden.
一开始他就在那个伊甸园里面诱惑亚当跟夏娃。
And he also tempted the last Adam, Jesus Christ, in the wilderness.
他也在旷野当中试探。 后来的亚当就是耶稣基督。
But in the kingdom of God, we know that God is there for us.
但我们知道，在神的国度里面，神在那边，为我们在那边。
Because Scripture tells us temptation is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. But when we are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that we can endure it.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，我们所遭受的试探，无非是人所遭受的。神是信实的，他不会让你们受试探过于你们所能承受的。而且在你们受试探的时候，他会给你开一条出路，使你们能忍受得住。
Thank God we have a high priest that can sympathize with us.
感谢神，他我们一个最高的祭司能够同情我们的境遇。
He can understand our weaknesses because Jesus was tempted in every way, yet was without sin.
他知道我们的软弱，因为耶稣他自己在各方面也受到过试探。
So that we can posture ourselves to come before God to receive His grace and His strength.
所以我们可以把自己来到上帝的面前，去接受他的恩典。跟能力帮助我们。
This is not a prayer of defeat, but a prayer for the wise.
这个祷告并不是一个为失败者的祈祷，而是为智者的祈祷。
Scripture is very clear. Therefore, let the one who thinks he stand watch out that he does not fall.
所以圣经里面非常明白地告诉我们说，所以那自以为能站得住的，应当当心，免得跌倒。
We are all weak people.
我们都是很软弱的人。
Whether the strongest saint, you know, or how many years you walk with God, we can fail and fall.
不管那些多坚强的人说，哦，我跟神一起同行了多少年，你都有可能跌倒的。
And we got to understand that this temptation that come upon us, we don't have the strength.
我们需要明白，这个诱惑来到我们的生命当中的时候，我们没有那个能力来抵挡的。
So the posture is coming in humility, recognizing that God, your grace is more than enough for me.
所以我们的位置是我们谦卑的来到上帝的面，说神啊，你的恩典够我能够战胜这个试探。
You know, Peter thought that he is strong.
你知道那个彼得觉得他很强壮很厉害。
And he even said, even if the rest of the disciples fall away, I will never fall.
那彼得说即使其他的人都跌倒我不会跌倒的。
Even if I have to die for you, Peter declared.
那彼得在那边宣告说我即使为你死的话。
Like a brave man.
那就我也会为你死。
Depending on his own strength.
彼得就依靠他自己的力量依靠自己的强壮。
Jesus looked at him and says,You go deny me three times, and the cock will crow.
耶稣就看着他说，在天亮鸡叫之前，你会三次的否认我，不认我。
When we posture ourselves in humility,
当我们自己谦卑在上帝的面前的时候
，recognizing our dependence on Him,
知道我们缺失的是依靠上帝。
Just as a branch depends on the vine to bear much fruit.
就像一个枝子要依靠树干才能够接在一起才能够结出果实
A part of him we cannot
离开他我们什么都做不了
We are weak
我们是很软弱的
You know, oftentimes I'll travel sometimes a month or 2 months away from home
有时候我出去旅行一个月两个月离开家里
And my prayer to God has always been lead me not into temptation
我的祷告总是说神啊请你帮助我不要进入试探
Rescue me from temptation
拯救我从试探当中拯救我出来
Provide a way out for me
因为我回家要很离家有 很长时间
That's why Paul could say When I'm weak then am I strong
所以保罗就说当我软弱的时候我是刚强的
See oftentimes we depend on ourselves
看我们很多时候我们依靠我们自己
It's all about me It's all about me and my way
总是我自己怎么样我的方式是什么样子的
If I want to be successful, it's me. I got to depend on me.
如果我是成功的话总是我自己我完全依靠我自己的
I will make things happen.
我是我使这些事情发生的
It's all about dependence and self-trust, which is pride, really.
它总是关于自己关于依靠自己那其实是骄傲
But when we declare in humility, in kingdom relationship, say, God, I need you.
当我们在肩背当中宣告说神啊我需要你
It is in that total surrender that the strength of God comes and make perfect in all our weaknesses
就是在完全的强乎在上帝的面前的时候神的能力就浇灌在我们身上使我们得到力量
So Jesus tells us to keep watch because he says pray before the battle begins keep watching and praying so that you do not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen. 所以耶稣教导我们说，在征战开始之前，我们要需要祷告，要警醒祷告，免得陷入试探。你们的心灵虽然愿意，肉体却是软弱的。
Our life is a battlefield.
我们的生命是一个战场来的。
Between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light，
是在光明的国度跟黑暗的国度在我们生命当中征战。
And we must not be ignorant of the devices and the scheme of the devil。
我们不要无知对魔鬼的各种诡计，不要无知。
Because in these end times, many will be deceived。
因为在这末后的时代，很多人会受到诱惑，受到试骗。
And we got to be alert。
我们需要警醒。
We got to be watchful。
我们需要注视，需要警醒。
Let's move on quickly to the second part of this second section。
那第二部分的第二点，我们在这里。
But deliver us from evil。
但救我们脱离邪恶。
This is a cry for protection and victory。
这是为胜利跟保守的呼喊。
See, the word evil is also the evil one.
叫邪恶也是讲那个恶者，邪恶者。
And it says the word deliver means to snatch away, to pull out, rescue with force.
那个救赎就是意味着把我们从黑暗当中把它拯救出来，从那个黑暗的国度当中抓出来。
Because he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
因为他救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们进入他爱子的国度当中。
So there is a war going on your soul.
所以在你的灵魂当中有个征战，战场在那边征战。
And there are real darkness, temptation, real enemy of our soul.
所以在我们的灵魂里面有这个黑暗，有那个诱惑在我们的头脑里面。
But our God will fight for us.
但我们的神会为我们征战。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
但我们的征战是属于神的。
And our focus is on Him.
我们的注视是在他的身上。
Because He is able to deliver us.
因为他有可能拯救我们。
He is able to save us.
他能够救赎我们。
That's our God that we serve.
这是说我们的神，我们所侍奉的神。
And that's our Father，
这就是我们的天父。
Our good Father，
我们的好父亲。
Deliverance already been provided for us，
我们已经得到拯救，已经耶稣已经为我们准备好了。
No, through the cross, Jesus broke the power of sin，
借着十字架，耶稣打破了罪的权势。
Through His resurrection, He has conquered over death。
因为借着耶稣基督的复活，他战胜了死亡。
There's no fear for death anymore.
我们不需要对死亡感到害怕。
Through His Spirit that fuels us, He empowers us to walk in holiness.
他借着他的圣灵赐给我们能力，使我们能够在圣洁当中生活。
So when we pray, deliver us from evil, it means we are stepping into the victory of Christ that He has already won for us.
所以当我们祷告说，就是我们脱离了恶者，就是我们进入神的国度，活在他的圣洁当中。
God never saved us to live a defeated Christian life.
上帝拯救我们，不要让我们过一个失败的基督徒的生命。
God set you free, not that you get back into bondages again.
上帝使你得到释放，你自由，并不是要你回到捆绑之中。
In fact, everything you need to be victorious, He has already provided.
实际上当你所需要的一切得胜的需要的时候，耶稣上帝已经为你准备好了。
So a victorious and fruitful Christian life is about appropriating the victory that Christ has won for us.
所以得胜的生活，充满果实的生活，是耶稣活出耶稣在你生命当中所做的所有的一切。
It's not just to know mentally but to experience the victory of Christ in your life.
这不仅仅是你头脑当中的知识，而是在你的生命当中去经历神在你生命当中的得胜的生命。
Because in Colossians it really says that God has disarmed the power and the authority of the evil one.
因为在哥罗西书里面说，上帝已经把黑暗的权势已经完全的去除掉，使我们在神的国度当中。
And we are fighting from victory, not from defeat.
所以你是在得胜的方向去。征战并不是因为失败而征战。
And when we cry out to God, deliver us from evil.
所以我们呼喊上帝说，救我们脱离了恶者。
He is with us.
神他跟我们同在。
That's why David said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil.
所以大卫在那说，大卫说，我即使行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
He is with me.
因为他与我同在。
In the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前，在邪恶面前，
He prepared a table for me.
他为我准备宴席，
a table of feasting.
他宴席就充满了丰盛。
He is there for us.
他在那边，为我们在那边。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神是跟我们同在的，谁可以跟我们征战呢？
In all my life, I experienced the supernatural power of God.
使得在我的生命当中，我经历过上帝的超自然的能力。
Where I came from, my background, it is impossible to be doing what I'm doing today.
从我的背景，从我出生的地方，我不可能做我现在所做的一切。
But by the power of the Holy Spirit.
但因为上帝圣灵的能力，使我能够。
In fact, he says, I will never leave you.
实际上神说我从不离开你，
I'll never forsake you or abandon you.
我从不撇弃你也不丢弃你，
I'll always be with you.
我总是跟你同在。
So the question is not he's with us, it's are you with him?
问题并不是说神是跟我们同在， 而是我们要跟他在一起吗？
When we are with him,
当我们跟他在一起的时候，
When we are in him,
当我们在他里面的时候，
We live through him, amen.
我们是得胜者。
And he ends with that victorious note. It ends with worship again.
所以他结束的时候，他是一个胜利的宣告，一个敬拜的再一次的敬拜。
It starts with worship. It ends with worship.
他开始是敬拜的开始，也是敬拜的结束。
For yours is the kingdom.
因为国度是你的。
A declaration of God's sovereignty.
在这里被宣告上帝的主权。
And prayer starts with worship, ends with worship, and the final word is to shift our eyes from the battle to the throne.
所以最后的几句话把我们的目光从战场转向神的王座。
God is still sitting on the throne.
上帝还是坐在他的王座上面。
He rules over every power.
他统管所有的一切的能力。
And we are born into an unshakable kingdom.
你生在一个不可动摇的国度当中。
If you anchor your life in the kingdom of God, you will not be shaken.
如果把你的锚定在神的国度当中，你不会被动摇。
God has given us this incredible, unshakable kingdom.
上帝给了我们这个很特别的不可动摇的国度。
We begin to acknowledge yours is the power that God is able.
我们在这里边说， 权柄是归于你的，神是无所不能的。
That yours is a glory. Whatever happened in my life, it's always to your glory.
所以荣耀都归于你，不管在我们生命当中发生什么事情，荣耀都归于上帝。
Oftentimes God will be glorified in our brokenness.
经常神的荣耀会在我们的 破碎当中，上帝得到荣耀。
It is in impossible situation that we see the glory of God in the possibility.
就在一切看起来不可能的环境当中，我们看到上帝的荣耀使一切变得可能。
And it's not temporary; it's forever, as we sang that song, forever, eternity.
这并不是暂时，而是直到永远的。
And we know in his kingdom he rules over all. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们知道国度属于他，他统治所有的一切。神的国度在地上，执行在地上，如同行在天上。
There's nothing too hard for God for you.
对上帝来说，没有任何个困难的事情。
And I believe as we begin to journey through our life, we know that every time when God answers our prayer, he reveals his greatness and his glory in our life.
当我们知道荣耀是一段，当我们在我们的生命旅程当中，我们知道每次祷告得到回答的时候，我们知道荣耀都归于他的。
And when God comes through in the miraculous, he gets all the glory.
当我们经过所有的一切的困难的时候，一切的环境的时候，上帝的伟大，上帝的荣耀得到彰显。
And his reign is faithful and he's eternal.
所以上帝是信实的，他是直到永远都存在的。
So this morning,
就今天早上，
as we come before God,
当我们来到神的面前，
we are part of this unshakable kingdom.
我们是这个神不可动摇国度当中的一个部分。
We are born into the family of God.
我们生在神的家庭当中。
He is our father.
他是我们的父亲。
As children expect bread from the father.
就像孩子 从父啊、盼望从父亲那边得到粮食一样。
God will give us the bread to each and every one of us.
上帝要给我们食粮，给我们每个人粮食。
From the bread of healing to the bread of forgiveness.
从医治的食粮到赦免的食粮。
And we too share the blessings of God.
我们在一起分享神的祝福。
Because in the kingdom of God is you are blessed to be a blessing.
因为在神的国度当中，你是受祝福并且成为祝福。
And freely we receive, freely we give.
我们无偿的免费的得到，我们也无偿的奉献出去。
And if we receive the blessing of God, we don't give, we hinder the flow of God's life through us.
如果我们接受了神的祝福，我们只是藏在那边不给出去的，我们就把神的恩典就藏在那边，不能够继续的传扬出去。
And every battle you fight,
所以我们所经历过，你所经历的每场的征战
，You are not alone.
你并不是你自己独自所面
对的。We may not understand fully this side of heaven.
我们可能不知道这个完全的知道这方面的神的国度。
But we can trust in His sovereignty.
让我们能够完整的信靠他的主权
，that everything is going to work out all right，
就所有的一切都能够一起工作，为你，为你的好处。
Let's fix our eyes on Jesus，
让我们定睛在主耶稣身上。
Let's fix on Him and not our mountains and our giants，
所以让我们定睛在耶稣身上，并不是我们所面对的困难或者所面对的巨人。
As we focus on who God is and His power and His glory。
当我们注视在神是谁，他的能力，他的荣耀的时候
，We're going to experience that power and glory in our life.
我们就能够经历到上帝的能力，上帝的荣耀在我们的生命当中。
Because what you focus will have power over you.
因为你所注视的、注目的东西会超过你的能力。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's close our eyes in a word of prayer right now.
让我们就闭眼祷告。
As we enter.Into communion.
当我们进入守圣餐的时间。
But before that, if you have not received a cup and bread, would you just raise your hand?
但如果你还没接受这个圣餐杯跟饼的话，请你举起手来。
Pass you a cup and bread where you are sitting. Just raise your hands.
如果还没有的话，请你举起手来，我们就给你。
Let's come before the Lord right now.
现在就来到主的面前。
Before we partake communion, let's.Just let the Holy Spirit search our hearts.
当我们使用这个饼跟杯的时候，让圣灵检查我们的心。
Let the Holy Spirit come and search our life right now.
让圣灵来到我们生命当中来检查我们。
We are reminded of Jesus being broken for us on the cross.
我们被提醒耶稣在十字架上为我们破碎。
The bread that was broken for us.
这个面包，这个饼为我们所破碎。
I believe the bread of healing, the bread of the children is healing, rather.
我相信现在神的医治的食粮在我们的生命当中。
As Jesus declared, we are not robbed of the children's bread.
当耶稣在那边宣告说：“我们不要拿小孩子的食粮。”
So this morning, if you're not feeling well,
就今天早上，如果你觉得不是很好，状态不好
，or people you know that are not well,
你知道那些有生病的、不好的、
as we partake of the bread, we can claim the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
当我们一起用这个饼的时候，我们一起宣告耶稣在十字架上所完成的工作。
That by His stripes we are healed.
因为耶稣受鞭打，我们得医治。
He took upon our sin and our diseases and our curses on the cross.
他把我们的罪、我们的疾病、我们的咒诅被都钉在十字架上。
And with the shedding of blood, is able to cleanse us from all our sin.
因为耶稣所流的血能够洁净我们所有的一切的罪。
Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for your word.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你今天早上的话语。
as we partake of the Lord's Supper right now, that we will begin to experience the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Thank you for your body that was broken for us. Lord, I pray right now, we claim your healing. By your stripe, we are healed.
主，我们现在宣告，我们接受因你受鞭打，我们得医治。
Lord, we receive right now healing is in the atonement work of God.
主，我们现在接受你的医治，在你的救赎当中医治我们。
In Jesus' mighty name,
在主耶稣基督大能的名里面。
Amen. Let's partake of the bread together.
让我们一起用这个饼。
The Bible says this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
圣经里面说，这是这个杯是我立新约所流的血。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
每时分你这喝这杯的时候，你纪念我。
God, we thank you for the blood that was shed for us on Calvary.
主，我们谢谢你在各个他为我们所流的血。
We thank you that the blood is still flowing.To be able to cleanse us from all our sin and unrighteousness. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. We thank you, Jesus, the Lamb of God, that shed your blood for us. And we drink it in remembrance of this new covenant you have with us.
我们喝这个杯，我们纪念你为我们所立的新约。
Every curse and every torment and every judgment is on the blood of Jesus Christ.
所有的一切的罪恶、一切的审判、一切的折磨、一切的罪恶都在耶稣基督里面的。
And by the blood of Jesus Christ, it breaks every curses and every pain and sicknesses.
因为耶稣的血，他承受了所有一切咒诅、一切的罪恶、一切的痛苦。
We drink it right now in remembrance of your finished work.
我们喝这个杯，我们纪念耶稣所完成的工作。
In Jesus' mighty name,
在耶稣基督大能的名里面。
Amen. Amen. Let's drink of the cup together.
让我们一起喝这个杯。
Let's begin to sing this song again.
让我们。